It's time for the Daily Sports Dump. And I'm your host, Joe Canale. Yes, that's right, folks. No apologies, but I am your host, Joe Canale, here to bring you your daily sports dump. Hopefully, we'll be doing this every weekday in perpetuity, or at least until someone gives us money to stop. So, with that said, please listen to these jokes. In the NFL, Falcons coach Dan Quinn says he doesn't believe he's lost his team despite Atlanta's 1-6 start. I didn't lose him at 1-6, Quinn said. I lost him at 28-3. That's the Super Bowl score. Now, tonight, the Jets are playing the Patriots, and New England golden boy Tom Brady is in a bit of controversy after his cameo as a character visiting a rub and tuck in a recent Netflix series has been viewed as an attack on Patriots owner Robert Kraft. Please, don't misconstrue it as an attack on him, Brady said before adding, really? It's a statement about my love of sex trafficking. In college football news, Florida Atlantic coach Lane Kiffin was fined $5,000 for tweeting a meme of blind referees following his team's loss on Sunday. League officials said they'd ask Kiffin to refrain from criticizing the refs in the future and focus on continuing to tweet out dick pics instead. Texas legend Ricky Williams auctioned off his Heisman Trophy for a record-setting $504,000 this weekend. The statue is considered extremely special, as it's the only Heisman ever made that can't come within 5 feet of an open flame, because it's made of weed. Now, the winning bid easily outpaced the second highest offering, all of Mike Ditka's 1999 draft picks. Alrighty, in a recent interview, Urban Meyer said he would absolutely agree to coach the Dallas Cowboys. Now, Meyer said his interest wasn't limited to the Dallas job, however, saying, I'd take any team that comes with its own bail bondsman. And lastly, in baseball news, longtime Major League Baseball umpire Eric Cooper died over the weekend at age 52. His sudden demise shocked and saddened pro baseball players, many of whom vowed to travel to Cooper's hometown, attend his funeral, and kick dirt onto his casket. All right, folks, that was today's Daily Sports Dump. The Yankees lost, so everybody's happy. You're welcome. Congratulations. We'll be back tomorrow and the day after that, and then no promises after that. You can also check us out on Twitter at Sports Dump Show or Instagram at the_sports_dump because I screwed up the original address. And we have a Patreon, but I'm going to hold off and give you the address until we give you a little bit more to pay for. So please subscribe, rate, review the Sports Dump, and we'll be back tomorrow. Thanks, bye.